Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I'm not sure if you can hear me. This line is having some difficulty going in and out, so I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I just want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. And I will play a couple songs before I say a word of prayer. Amen. Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Let's have a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, as the song said, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, we want to be closer to you. We want to be planted on higher grounds, O Lord, where the darts of us are hurled, O Lord, but it will not reach us, O Lord, our hearts or mind. Temptation, O Father, will not touch us, O Father, and it will not overcome us because we have the great position. We have the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. We have the Savior of the body and the soul, Lord. We ask that you will bless us, that you will be with us this evening. We ask that you will fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. We ask that you will abide with us. Even as the line is acting up, O Father, we ask that you will fix it, O Father. Deception, whatever is going on, O Father, we ask that you will take care of it in the name of Jesus. Help us, O Father, as we gather together to worship you in spirit and in truth, O Father, and to come and give you glory and praise and honor, Father. We thank you ever so much, Lord. Thank you for this holy Sabbath day of rest. May we keep it holy, Lord, with your strength as we abide in you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen again, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. I will open this line to see if you can hear me well or if the line is staticky before I continue my reading. Hello, good evening. Sister Consonelli?
Yes, my dear, I'm here.
518-428, can you hear me well?
Yes, I can hear you plainly. Yes.
Okay, I'll try another line. 518-744, I'll open your line to see if you are able to hear me.
Yes, Sister
Hello?
Carla. Brother Rick here. Yes, Sister Carla. I can hear
Hello?
You fine. Hello.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you. Sister Carla? Hello.
518-744, are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm not sure. If we're having bad connection, I will have to hang up and come back in to see if that will work. Amen. 518-482, can you hear me well?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. You can hear me. Okay, let me do a reading, then I'll come back and open your line so you can share. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus, for answering the prayer again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. May we continue to pray because I'm still hearing some staticky-ness on my end. So pray that all is well. And I will share a reading from Desire of Ages. I've been reading this today, and it's profound, very profound. And I'll share it. It is chapter 31, and it's paragraph 313.1. I'll start there. It says, worldly policy and the undeviating principle of righteousness does not bind into each other imperceptible. Like the colors of the rainbow between the two and broad clear line is drawn by the eternal God. The likeness of Christ stand out as a distance, as distance from that of Satan, as midday in contrast with midnight. And only those who live in the life of Christ are his co-workers. Again, and only those who live the life of Christ are his co-workers. If one sin is cherished in the soul, only one, brothers and sisters, only take one. If one sin is cherished in the soul or one wrong practice retained in the life, the whole being is contaminated. The man become an instrument of unrighteousness. All who have chose Christ's service are to rest in his care. Christ points to the bird flying in the heavens, to the flowers of the field, and bid his hearer consider these objects of God's creation. Are ye not much more value than they are? Amen. And I will jump. I will skip a little line so I can give others a chance to speak. I'll start to say, all who choose Christ's kingdom of love and righteousness and peace, making its interest paramount to all others, are linked to the world above. Amen. And every blessing needed for this life is theirs. In the book of God's providence, the volume of we are each given a page. That page contains very particular of our history. Even the hair of the heads are numbered. God's children are never absent from his mind. Did you hear that? You are never absent from the mind of God. And it said, be therefore anxious for nothing. We shouldn't be anxious for nothing. We shouldn't be anxious for tomorrow. Amen. Matthew 6:34. We are to follow Christ day by day. God does not bestow help for tomorrow. He does not give his children all the direction for their life journey at once. We will forget about it, right? We won't remember as children. We tell them something and they're quick to forget. So the Heavenly Father knows us, and he doesn't give us all journey direction at once. Continue.
lest they should become confused. He told them just as much as they can remember and perform. The strength and wisdom inspired are for the present emergency. If any of you lack wisdom for today, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and unbridle not, and it shall be given unto him. James chapter 1, verse 5.
Amen. So God is so good. He's what we need. He knows each and every one of us. We are personal to him. He has that personal connection to us because he created us. He made us. He knows us while we were yet in our mother's womb. He saw us, and he called us forth for such a time like this. So we should be so happy and excited knowing that we have a creator who loves us and he cares for us and our well-being. He cares for our children, our friends and family, the whole world. But many have turned their backs on him to serve mammon, which is man, and have forgotten about him, forgotten about his Sabbath, his law, his commandment. And he's calling them back, and he wants to use us to warn them, to tell them that his love for them is everlasting, but they have to choose who they will serve. And we too. May we continue in this race, amen, where we will get our crown, an unperishable crown. God is faithful, so let us be faithful, and let us ask for help and for strength, for endurance. Amen. Amen. Raise your hand. Please press 1. I'm sorry. On this little icon, it's your hand raised now instead of the little dot. So please press 1 if you have a testimony to read in so that I can open the line. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Truly a blessing to be on this line and to welcome the Sabbath or to come and join in the Sabbath and give God praise and glory and honor. He said, where there's 2 or 3 gather, he will be in the midst. He's hearing us. He's seeing our worship. He's seeing our faithfulness. He's hearing us, and he wants us to come up higher. Each and every time, he wants us to come a little higher. Amen? Praise the Lord. So I'll go ahead and open the first line, 518-482. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you hear me? Hello? I'm press 1. Hello?
Okay, Sister Continelli?
Yes, you hear me? I will speak in. Hello?
If
hello,
you're speaking,
hello?
I cannot hear you.
Oh, I don't know, but I was speaking.
Hey, brothers and sisters, I think it's something going on with my line.
Yeah.
Okay, Sister Continelli, if you want to speak, go ahead. If not, you can press 1 again to take yourself off the, the chart, and then when you're ready to speak, can you press 1 again, please?
Okay.
Okay. I will play a song again. I'm hoping I'm being sure as well. And I just want to welcome each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Truly good to be in the presence of the Lord and together with the brothers and sisters on this special day. So I will play a song.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. I was playing a song. I'm trying to wait till others come on. I'm not sure if I can be heard very well. I'm having a little static in my background, so I'm just hoping that I can be heard well. So please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, so that you can share at this time, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath, and it's such a blessing to have you on the prayer line this Sabbath. For us to come together and give God the glory, the praise, and the honor, which is only due to Him. Amen. 518-951, your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved sister, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters.
518-951?
You're hearing me, Sister Carla?
Okay, I believe you can speak, but I cannot hear you. I will hang up and come back in, but you can continue to speak. I'm sorry.
Sister Carla, you're hearing me?
Amen, amen. I'm not sure what is going on, brothers and sisters. If we cannot fix the problem, we will have to join again on Sunday evening. Let me play a song. Okay, brothers and sisters, we are trying, I don't know if you can hear me, but we're trying to see if this line is working. It's messing up on my end, and I'm going to pray again. Heavenly Father, please help us, oh Lord, to work whatever difficulty, whatever is going on with the wire, with the transition, oh Father, of the line, of the control of the line, oh Lord. We ask that you will help us, oh Father, Lord, that it will be your will that we can hear each other and that we can commune and we can praise you, oh Father, and we can glorify and magnify you, Lord. Please touch each heart, touch the line, touch a connection, oh Father, that it will work accordingly, oh Father. We thank you ever so much. We praise you, oh Lord, and if it's not working for me, Lord, we pray that Sister Powell is able to open the line and that she will be able to be heard, oh Lord, that you will, no matter what, Father, that you will get your praise and the glory. We thank you ever so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. I hope you can hear me. I will go ahead and open the line for 518-951. Your line is now open.
Hello, you hear me now, Sister Carlo?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Okay, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you, Jesus. My God, one thing, that's all. God is good. He's so great. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. I heard her voice, the joy in her heart when she heard, you know, that she's going through. I'm going to sing this hearing.
Yes, hello? We can hear you. Uh-huh. Yes, we can hear
I'm
you.
I'm going to sing the song 212. It's almost time for the Lord to come. It's almost time for the Lord to come. I hear the people say, the stars of heaven are growing dim. It must be the breaking of the day. Oh, it must be the breaking of the day. Oh, it must be the breaking of the day. The night is almost gone. The day is coming on. Oh, it must be the breaking of the day. The signs foretold in the sun and moon, in earth and sea and sky, aloud proclaim to all mankind. The coming of the Master draweth nigh. Oh, it must be the breaking of the day. Oh, it must be the breaking of the day. The night is almost gone. The day is coming on. Oh, it must be the breaking of the day. It must be time for the waiting church to cast her pride away. With girdle lines and burning lamps to look for the breaking of the day. Oh, it must be the breaking of the day. Oh, it must be the breaking of the day. The night is going on. The day is coming on. Oh, it must be the breaking of the day. Go quickly out in the street and lane and in the broad highway and call on it the halt and blind to be ready for the breaking of the day. Oh, it must be the breaking of the day. Oh, it must be the breaking of the day. The night is almost gone. The day is coming on. Oh, it must be the breaking of the day. Praise God, my dear brothers and sisters. This is an evangelism song, right? This is almost time for our Lord to come. We are not setting any date, brothers and sisters, because we saw the signs of the time is telling us that he is nearer than we think. And it is telling us that we have to go quickly out in the street, you know, to share those tracts, to carry the word of God to those out there who do not know. And my dear brothers and sisters, I'm just asking the Lord to give me the strength that I will be able to perform his duty that he wants me to do. I'm so grateful and thankful that he have been using, using me and others to carry out his work. I'm going to read just this little scripture passage in Luke 14, a few parts. And, you know, as I was singing, I just glimpsed it, and it said here, and it came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees,
to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watch him. And behold, there was a certain man before him, which had the dropsy. And Jesus answering unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, it is lawful to heal on the Sabbath day. And they held their peace. And he took him and healed him and let him go. And answer them, saying, which of you shall have an ox or an ox falling into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him again to these things. And he put forth a parable to those who were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief room, saying unto him, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he bade thee, and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begun with shame to take the fewest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room. And when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Thou shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with me. I will stop at 10. Brothers and sisters, this is a story. A story where, you know, this example with the Pharisees, right, with Jesus, eating bread with Jesus. But even though eating bread with Jesus on the Sabbath day, right, and saw that this man came with a dropsy there around there, and Jesus healed. And they were actually crucifying, want to crucify Jesus because he have done it. And Jesus is showing us and telling us in his word, right, as this is the Sabbath evening, this is the moment and time that we have to go and share God's message, right? We have to let other people know that this Sabbath, that they were trying to crucify Jesus because he had healed. This Sabbath is going to be a test, a great test to the world, you know, because it is going to be changed. But we just asking the Lord as we gather at his welcome table to give us the strength and the courage that we will be faithful unto death with our Sabbath that God have created to all mankind, and that we should be obedient to follow his will. And it is good for us, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this life, to do good on the Sabbath, right? Just as the Sabbath is away and there is situation may come up, right? Not for us to go and work for gain funds or money, but there can be a situation just like what Jesus have done with a sick person, need help, right, out there, right, and maybe in the house, and they make a call and said to your sister Carla, you know what, I'm not feeling good. Can you come over and can you help do something for me or Sister Powell or any one of us here? And we may turn to him and say, no, it is the Sabbath day. We can't do that. We can't. So the Lord is showing us, you know, it's best for us to do good on the Sabbath. And as we are waiting for the time, brothers and sisters, let us be faithful and trust him and do his will, because the harvest out there is ripe, but the laborers are few, and we have to do the work. I am so grateful. I'm so thankful to him for all the blessings that he has restored upon myself and my family. And not only family alone, my blood family, my church family, my family on Advent Light, my sons and daughters on Advent Light and grandchildren. I'm so grateful because even though the crisis is around and even the crisis may affect some of us, but God have allowed has to gain victory because he can do all things. So my prayer for tonight is asking to pray for the young people as we are praying for the children, praying, Lord, that God will strengthen us, he will keep us, and that we will all stick together by studying his truth and do not stray from his truth, because the Lord said, I love to hear when my children settle in the truth. And he gave us the truth for us to carry it out. So I'm so grateful that our loving Father gave us the word and we are able to carry it out and share with others. Let I walk forward and pray. Kind and loving, righteous Father again. Lord, I come before you on behalf, dear Father, of my son, your sons and your daughter, my daughter, grandchildren, Lord Jesus, aunt and nephews, Lord, and uncle and brothers and sister, Lord. We lift up our praise to you in the most holy sanctuary. We are so grateful for what you have done for us. Great things, Lord, you have done. Remember you last night around 10:30, Father, got a news from one of my church family who... Oh, father and son was going to look for their son in Rochester, and they met into a great accident where the car rode off, and their father, you brought them out without a scratch, Lord. Father, I'm so thankful that we have a father who can still dispatch a guardian angel around your children. And I just want to thank you, Lord. I want to give you thanks. I want to give you praise, Lord, for the virus that is plaguing, Lord Jesus, with our family members. And you have carried them out, Lord, and you have brought them out victorious because you are the great physician. And tonight I want to praise you. Tonight I lift up my daughter, Sister Stephanie. I lift up Kaja, dear Lord, who is not feeling well, Lord. I'm asking you to cover her under your blood. I lift up KJ, dear Lord. I lift up Christina and Homani, Nikki, Debbie, Sophie. Dear Father, I lift them up to you. Kenny, dear Father, Debbie and Michael, the grandchildren, Lord, and baby Blake, Lord. I lift up Naomi to you tonight, Adra and Jojo and Ashleen and Dennis, dear Lord. I lift up Sister Carlo and Nicola, Lord. Nicholas and Amanda, dear Father, I lift up Brother Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson, Elder Wilson, and all those in Tennessee, Sister Payne, Lord, I lift her up tonight, Sister Marilyn, I lift them up, Lord, you know their need, we are only lifting them to you, whatsoever their need is, dear Lord, you promise that you will supply it. We also lift up our dear beloved Sister Tamika, as she prayed, Lord Jesus, for various issues, and we know you are the greatest among all, dear Father, so we present those to you, Taiwan, Lord, and Tony, and our grandchildren, dear Lord, we lift up Elizabeth, Miriam, and Rochelle, dear Father. We lift up Sister Leola, even in an accident, Father, with Brother Ray last Friday, and you brought him. Lord, it could be worse, and you were there by his side. So we want to praise you. We want to bring glory to you today. We lift up Nicole and Jarvis, dear Lord. We lift up Shiloh and Amaria, Lord. We lift them up to you, Sister Brenda, Brother John, dear Lord. Now, dear Father, we come to you boldly to the throne. Lift up the health store, Father. We lift up everyone, Brother Udi and his wife, Lord Jesus, the children, and those who are there, the community, dear Lord. We heard that it was a little stressful moment, Lord, with the COVID, with some members, dear Father. You are the great physician, and we know you can do all things, Lord. We lift up our dear beloved Sister Carla, Lord, going out on the road, taking her back safely, Lord, going to our clientele, Lord Jesus. I know you protect her. You have kept her safe, Lord Jesus, to do your work, your bidding. We lift up our dear beloved brother Eli as he come on the line, dear Father. He pray for his mom. Mom need prayer. You know her needs. He pray for Jahari, Javel, Hisma, Pansiana, dear Father, and Shamiko, dear Lord, and all the others, dear Father, the whole list. Lord, we lift up our dear brother Elder Rick, Lord, praying for his church community, praying for Ashley, Lord, praying for his sons and his daughter and also his grandchildren and his wife, Lord, and praying for the revival, dear Lord, in their community. Father, you are so good. Our dear beloved brother O'Neill, we ask you to strengthen him, keep him, dear Father. As a young man, his determination is to follow you and to do your will, to carry out your work. Lord, we lift up those who are troubled at this time, what they must do, dear Father. They are forced, dear Father, both vaccination or not vaccination, mandate or not mandate, lose job or now and not, Lord. So, Father, we ask you to touch your children. They are troubled at this time, but allow them to study your word and allow them that they may know they have a loving Father who told them that he will take care of him. And the battle is not ours. The battle is Lord. And we must hold our peace, so dear Father. We just want to thank you for this wonderful, those wonderful words of encouragement, the promises that you have given unto us. We lift up our dear beloved Sister Constance Nelly. Continue to bless her, keep her. Lord, she's so joyful and happy to know that the Sabbath she has finished her, complete her work, Lord Jesus, and before the Sabbath, and she was just praising you, Lord. We are just giving you thanks for what you have done. You are so good. You are so great. We lift up our church, Lord, the whole world church, Lord. Help them, dear Lord. Each pastor, the leaders, administrator, the president, Lord, we lift them up to you. Allow them to go into the word, dear Father, and to be faithful to you that they can lead the flock. Father, what more could we ask of you? Thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. And we know other brothers and sisters here want to praise you, Lord. So let us give them the chance and the opportunity, Lord, to praise you. And thank you for the line, because, Lord, it was giving trouble a while ago. And the prayer you have heard and your answer. So we just want to give you praise now, dear Lord. We place all these names, Lord, to you in the most holy sanctuary. They are your sons and daughters, Lord. We ask you, Lord, you know their needs. So we ask you, Lord, to do your will. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, sister. Amen. Carla, thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, the line is back working. As Sister Powell said, it was having some difficulties and couldn't hear, and just the devil was in the mix, but we're giving God praise, honor, and glory because he worked it out. He worked it out. Prayer works, brothers and sisters. So I'll go to the next caller. Thank you again for calling, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. It is truly good to be able to come together and worship. 985-232, your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, my beloved friends and family. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up today. I want to give a little testimony. My two-year-old granddaughter and my six-year-old granddaughter, a grandson. My two-year-old was saying her grace for she was eating her and her brother. So she told her brother to say grace. She said, oh, forget that. I ain't talking about it. She said, you better talk to God, because if you don't talk to God, you're going to be like Grandma Angie. She died. And you don't say talk to God, you're going to die like Grandma Angie. She said, stop. Try it. You don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I do. She didn't talk to God, and she died. Me and Brother John looked at each other. I had chills. I'm like, oh, Lord, Lord, you'll preach. I'm like, oh, my God. We just couldn't believe she said that. It was just so stunning. I'm like, oh, my God. Where she picked it up at? And, you know, and I'm just like, wow. And she said the grace I taught her. She said it quick. But she's a very smart student in school. She's 4 and he's 6. And she said, told him, Matt, that we were going to talk to God. She said, with her grandma was in church all up until her mother died, and she stopped going. And she died in the court. Nobody knew what happened to her while her boyfriend was driving. And she said, my baby's granddad said she stopped off the Lord, and she really stopped going to church, and she died. And I'm like, oh, baby, church into that. So it really is true. I paid attention. So I'm like, oh, my God. So she was really paying attention. So I'll say, I'm like, God, this little child is too smart. And I tell you, Tom, she didn't pay attention. If I were praying for her, she'd pay attention. Yes, she can just say, amen. And so she has started saying her prayer. She put her books out, she read, and she did more, and she did the best. She did pick up, trying to pick up on the words. She did more trying to sing. So I just thank God for the words of wisdom and encouragement God to talk to me, her. And she gave us a lesson, and we were shocked by it. But I thank God for giving us an eye-opener, because that was a blessing. And I just want to give the power of a condolence for the family members and Anthony, praying that the Lord heals. I think the children are sick, the family are sick. So we're praying to lift them up. And everybody else, family, that should be praying to lift them up. And all the bereaved and everybody on our prayer line is going to be praying for y'all. And y'all keep us in prayer. And I might go keep y'all along and have a Sabbath. And thank God we're on here one more time. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Brother John from Louisiana. Yeah, I want to give God the praise and say hope everyone's having a nice Sabbath. And I just want to thank God for being there for us. And I've just been praying more. Look like I used to pray like once every 3 weeks at one time, and now then it came look like every 2 weeks. Then now I've got closer and closer, like now it's like almost every day now, you know, or it is every day. Just about wake up or just go or go to sleep or any time of the day. I'm just pray any time of the day. Just thankful for every day, and just continue spreading His word to the ones, to people who listen to His word. Even the ones not that they listen too much, I just tell them anyway. But I know that that His word has a way of getting into their heart. Once the word is spoken, once His word is spoken and gets in their ear, it gets eventually to their heart. And that's what happened with me, hearing the word of God. Even the times when I was living a fast life and wasn't trying to listen, but I could still hear the
people would tell me, and they would sing in my ear, and like a sponge, and I would soak it up like a sponge, everything that I learned. So I'm here to pass on the word to everyone and just let them know how glad and blessed I feel. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for sharing. Thank the Lord for both of you and your testimony, and also your grandchildren. These children are sponges. They're listening, so we have to be careful what we do and say before them. And praise the Lord. We see that they're learning and they're growing, even when you might not see the fruit, the seed has been planted. So praise the Lord, and we got to continue to pray for them and lift them up in prayer and direct them according to God's will. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I'm so glad you can join us, and we're glad that the line is working better now, and everything is coming together, and we have to give God the glory and the praise. So I'll go to the next caller. We have quite a few on, but we're going to, you know, go a little longer because of the line messing up. So I'll go to the next caller, 931-724. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open. Your line is now open. Is this Elder Richardson or Sister Richardson?
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla, Elder Richardson from Tennessee. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me, Sister Carla?
Yes, I can hear you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I've been listening to the testimonies, the prayers, and my heart has been really blessed. Sister Powell, keep on praying for Jesus so our heart can be blessed and be drawn closer to the Lord. You know, I had to thank God that when I reflect upon my life for all those past years in accepting Jesus. You know, a testimony is something what Jesus is doing in your life, Not I love experiences and giving experiences, but testimony of what Jesus is doing for me at the present moment is all so important to enable me to know and to have a relationship with Jesus. And when I look back at my past, when I reflect on my past and I see my life through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Because we know that life is like a ship going through the seas, of rough seas, of storms, of hurricanes, and all these things, you know, that we have to encounter. But we can thank God that when Jesus is with us, praise the Lord, we have nothing to fear for the future, because I have not forgotten the way the Lord has been leading me in time past through it all. And I just want to sing this song because I went Quebec, because I know that there's a lot on the line, so I'll cut it short in righteousness. And this song is short, so pray as you listen to the words, through it all. Amen.
I've been a lot of places,
And I've seen a lot of faces. There've been times I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yet those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know I was his own. I true it all, I say true it all. Oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. True it all, my Lord, true it all. Oh, I learned to depend upon his word. I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he brought me through. For if I've never had a problem, I would know that he could solve them. I never know what faith in God could do. So I am singing true it all. Oh, true it all. Oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Yes, I learned to trust in God. True it all. Hallelujah. True it all. Oh, I've learned to depend upon his word. True it all. True it all. Oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Oh, I've learned to trust in God. True it all. True it all. Upon his word. Yes, I learned to depend upon his word. I've learned to depend upon his word. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, and a happy Sabbath to all. God's blessings.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's beautiful, beautiful. Through it all, you have learned to trust the Lord and depend upon him. And we all, that should all be our sentiment, that through it all, the thick and the thin, the up and down, we have learned to trust in Jesus. Or if you haven't, I pray that you're learning to trust in Jesus. Amen. The Lord is truly good, and he's worthy to be praised. So I will go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. It's truly good to come together to praise God. And I'll go to 857-505. Your line is now open.
Hello, beloved. Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli, Sister Carla. I like to thank God because God is good. He's awesome. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. My beloved Sister Carla, I would like to thank Brother Elder Richardson for singing that song. I am so blessed, Sister Carla, with that song, because that song, Sister Carla, makes me feel blessed. I feel good because Sister Carla, the Sabbath day, I am so blessed. I am good. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise to the Lord. Praise to God. Glory to his name, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, I have a prayer request tonight. My prayer request tonight is to to pray for my mom, Sister Carla. Lift up my mom in prayer, because my mom needs a lot of prayer. And Sister Carla, I would like to thank Sister Powell for praying for my mom. I would like to thank Sister Powell, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, tell Sister Powell, continue to lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Powell. Pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer. Don't forget to lift me up in prayer, Sister Carla. Don't forget to pray for our dear Brother Jihari, Sister Carla. Pray for Brother Jihari. Pray for Sister Jenny. Don't forget to pray for Brother Isma. Pray for Brother Javel, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, don't forget to lift up Brother Jihari in prayer, because Brother Jihari is a young man, but he needs a lot of prayer. And Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for Sister Tamiko. Lift up Sister Tamiko in prayer. Don't forget to pray for her daughter-in-law, Sister Katie Ann. Lift up Sister Katie Ann in prayer, Sister Carla, that Sister Katie Ann will work at Bay Cove Human Services. Sister Carla, pray for Sister Katie Ann that the Lord will make her go to Boston in 2022. Sister Carla, it is God's will, Sister Carla. It is God's will that God will make Sister Katie Ann will come to Boston, and Sister Katie Ann will say, oh, yes, I am finding a job at Bay Cove, Human Services. Sister Carla, it's a day program, Sister Carla. Staff work with clients. So lift up Sister Katie Ann that the Lord will make her work with the clients to Monday to Friday. But Sister Carla, she needs to apply for a job. I'm praying for Sister Katie Ann that the Lord will make her go to Bay Cove, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, you know how you spell Bay Cove? It's B-A-Y-C-O-V-E, Bay Cove Human Services. Pray for Sister Katie Ann, and pray for her husband. Amen.
Praise Amen. The Lord. God is truly worthy to be praised, and thank you for sharing that information and praying for Sister Katie Ann and others. Yes, Sister Powell did lift you up in prayer and your prayer request. Yes, praise the Lord. She did it. And we will continue to lift up you and your mom and each other in our personal prayer as we go throughout our day, especially on the Sabbath. God is good, brothers and sisters. So please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading. So give you a few minutes to share so that everyone can get a chance to share and to give God praise and thanks, for he's worthy to be praised. And we have to glorify and magnify God because of him. We are here. We have our being. We're able to speak and see, and we're in the land of the living. We have not died yet, so we still have strength, and we ought to praise the Lord. As the word, his word said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So I'll go to the next line, the next caller. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. 518-482, your line is now open.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters.
Thank you.
What a wonderful privilege to be on this line. This evening, I am overjoyed. I would like to sing, just feel like singing. He has put a new song in my mouth, Psalms 43. And I love to sing, give God praise and thanks, because, you know, when you sing, it brings comfort to your heart. It encourages you on this Christian pathway, because, you know, we have to walk, and we walk every day. So much things come up in our minds. We have trials. We have mountains to climb. We, you know, all of these things we have to be going through. Everyone has something to go through. Some difficulty. No, this road is not an easy road for us to travel. And I want to tell you about the hump back whale.
I don't know if you ever heard about the humpback whale, but he keeps a weird combination, high and low pitched groanings. Those who have studied about this whale, it's a whale, the humpback whale. It says it has those who studied it say the songs are noteworthy. You imagine God made the whale, the song that they sing, the noise that they make in groaning. They say it's noteworthy because these giants of the deep are continually changing them. New patterns are added and old ones eliminated so that over a period of time, the whale actually sings a whole new song. And there's a sense in which the Christian should be continually composing new songs of praise around the fresh mercies of God. Each morning we wake up, we have God bless us with strength, with health, with mercies towards us to go through the day. And so we have to be thankful. But unfortunately, many of us just keep singing the song, the same old songs. The works of God's deliverance in the lives of his people are many. And I just love to sing the songs of Zion. When I go to church and they don't sing the songs of Zion, I don't feel happy because what am I there for? I go to praise the Lord. And if we don't sing these new songs to comfort us, we are doing to me, I'm not praising God. So God, this reason, God gives us reason. This gives us reason to express our praise to him in new ways. The different songs we sing, we express our feelings. And I would like to sing this song, Oh, Let Me Walk With Thee, My God. This is one of the hymns in our book, and I know you, many of us know it. So you can sing along with me as I give God praise this evening. Ooh.
Sweet.
And this song is a prayer from my heart to every one of us who on the line this evening. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to all.
Praise the Lord. What a beautiful song that was. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for coming on and sharing and making a joyful noise unto the Lord. You are so true. We ought to learn new songs. And I'm reminded when I go to the Richardson family, they're singing new songs, and I'm learning. I'm an amateur, but I'm still hanging in there and learning. And when you sing songs, it makes new pathway. And the more you learn it, the more you hear it, you can sing it a little better, and you remember it, and it's making joyful noise unto the Lord. Also, another group I meet with in the morning devotion, they sing new songs, and everyone take a line singing the song because we can't sing all at the same time. And it's a blessing, and, people are off course and all of that, but everyone praise the Lord and encourage each other because this is the way for a Christian to interact and to grow and to learn. So praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear sister, for singing and for being a faithful servant and for coming on and sharing. Praise the Lord. Thank you. I'll go to the next caller. Brothers and sisters, God is truly worthy to be praised, and happy Sabbath to you. 518-744, your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. This is Brother Rick from Fort Ann, New York, and I was just happy to see that the line was working again, Sister. I was on at the very beginning when you were having trouble and you couldn't hear us. We could hear you. And, this happened last Sunday also with Sister Powell. She could not hear me, and I could hear her. But praise the Lord that we are back on and just listening to all the songs from the brothers and sisters, Elder Richardson, Sister Cottonelli. We've had all kinds of songs and Sister Powell sing, and just praising the Lord to be able to live another day. It is good to be in the land of the living, as you mentioned, Sister, and I'm just thankful to be here. I had a verse that I was pondering here earlier. Let me share that with you. And this is something for all of us to be thinking about. 1 Peter 3. I'll start with verse 14 for context. But if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And this is just beautiful verse. Be ready always to give an answer to any man that comes up to you or a woman and asks you for the reason that the hope that you have. But do it with meekness, it says, and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. You know, what a witness that would be to be accused by someone of evils as they speak evil of evildoers, but they would be ashamed because of your good conversation in Christ. And what a witness that would be. People would learn of Christ and his meekness and his love for each one of us. So I've been thinking about that, and I need to be ready at all times to give that answer to anyone who comes up and asks me for the hope, why I have this hope. Why am I happy even in these days when times are hard? Many things are going on. We were planning a trip to Maryland to see my daughter and her husband and two children, which we haven't seen them in almost 3 years now because of COVID. And we had it all set. We were supposed to leave on Monday, and then my son-in-law, who works for a hospital system down in Maryland, came down with the COVID virus. He's doing fine. I think the kids, his two kids, 7, 8 years old, had it. They did very well, and My daughter is doing fine, too. She doesn't seem to be having any symptoms. And well, we had to postpone her trip for a few days until they could be off quarantine. And so we're just praising the Lord that he has been taking care of them. And grateful, sister, that, you know, we serve such an awesome God. He is here taking care of us, giving us wisdom, what to do in these days. These days are evil. These days are hard. You know, the devil is trying to steal our joy and our hope from us, and we mustn't let him do that. And these songs that our brothers and sisters are singing gives us even more reason to hope. And so I'm just thankful for that. And just want to lift up my family in prayer, sister, also my church family. Sickness going around. We had one of our members, he's about my age, 60 years old. He got the COVID virus, and he was not doing well. I mean, he didn't have to go to the hospital or anything, but he was feeling quite poorly. So just want to lift up all my church family. And the COVID virus has gone through the church, but not one person that got sick had to go to the hospital. Praise the Lord. We have a number of people that are willing to, you know, counsel with those who are sick and give them natural means to overcome this. And just praising the Lord for that, because God is good, and his way is always the best way. I would hate to have to go to the hospital and be treated, because we know the things that are going on there. And I was very pleased. Brother Udy was last week had his testimony about what was going on in Arkansas, and how the Lord is using him to treat these people when even the doctors can't treat them. So we must be looking to those ways to use God's methods, God's ways in treating sickness rather than the world's ways. So thanking the Lord, sister, for all these things, and just praising him. You know, God is so good, and he has put that hope in my heart, and I know he's put in each one of your hearts. I heard Brother Eli earlier. He is always praising the Lord and happy. And Sister Cottonelli, all the brothers and sisters, just so Brother John, Sister Brenda, always good to hear them. So thank you, sister, for opening my line. I will leave you with that. And just thank you for hosting tonight. It's an honor and privilege to be on. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Rick. Nice to hear you on. I don't know if you'll be available in a few minutes for a prayer, and it's just a blessing to hear my brother on. And I don't know if you, praise the Lord, heard about Brother Anthony, Vicky's husband, that he's not doing well. He had COVID, but then his mind, I guess he was fearful of dying or something, and his mind is kind of messed up, or he has some type of mental issues going on. So
yes.
We, Anton and Chet, did you hear about it?
I saw that on, she sent out a message, and I did read that, yes. So we've been praying for Brother Anthony.
I'm missing. Okay. So I'll come back to you in a few. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Yes, and thank Brother Rick also. Yes, I saw his number. He's been on through the thick and thin. He didn't give up. He stayed on, and God worked it out and came through. So that tells us about being patient, you know, and obedience, and, you know, even with this life, you know, being patient and being willing to help and to do and to help and encourage others. This is teaching us a lesson, and may we all be faithful and be willing to help others, encourage them, share with them what we know so that they can get through this COVID, and know that we all can be overcomers, and we all can strive for the mastery. We all can strive and work together, because in heaven, there won't be any separation. We'll all be one. We have one ruler. There's one kingdom, and no sins will be permitted in heaven. So we have to overcome all our difficulties, all anxiety, everything that's not of God, everything that the Satan throws us, we have to overcome, and we cannot take no bad habit, no baggage with us when we go to heaven. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller again. Happy, blessed Sabbath, brothers and sisters. God is truly good, and let us praise him. 272-770, your line is now open.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy, blessed Sabbath to everyone, to all my dear brothers and sisters, my beloved ones. I'd just like to share a song with you, if I may. It's on page 213, Jesus is Coming Again. Hello, let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Echo it, hilltop, proclaim it, proclaim. Jesus is coming again. Coming in glory, the land that was slain. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Heaven's a mess, heaven's a vast wondrous throne. Jesus is coming again. Tempest and whirlwinds and earth and shalom. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Nations are angry, by this we do know. Jesus is coming again. Knowledge increases, they run to and fro. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd just like to share with you a Bible verse in the book of Psalms. Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen. Amen. God bless you all, my dear brothers and sisters. Have a blessed and beautiful Sabbath. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Carla. God bless you. Amen. I'd just like a small prayer request. Amen, my sister. Yes. Just to pray for everybody here on the prayer line. And I'd like to also lift up Brother Eli and his family in prayer, my sister. Prayer for the SDA churches around the world. Prayer for Sister Stephanie, Sister Powell. Prayer for you, Sister Carla. Prayer for Sister Payne. And for all of our other dear brothers and sisters, Brother Rick and Sister Continelli. All of our dear brothers and sisters, I would like to lift them up in prayer, and prayer for my family as well, and a small prayer for me, if you may. Thank you so much, sister. Love you. God bless you. Happy Sabbath.
Praise the Amen. Lord. Thank you again, Sister Tamika, for coming on and sharing that song and presenting your prayer requests. So, yes, Brother Rick will do a prayer for everyone, and it's a blessing to hear my brothers and sisters to come on and testify of the goodness of God and sing and worship him. Just want to read this right quick before Brother Elder Rick comes on and prays. It said the ideal of Christian character is Christ-likeness. As the Son of Man was perfect in his life, so his followers are to be perfect in their life. Jesus was in all things made like unto his brethren. He became flesh even as we are. He was hungry and thirst and weary. He was sustained by food and refreshed by sleep. He shared the lots of man, yet he was the blameless Son of God. He was God in the flesh. His character is to be ours. The Lord say to those who believe in him, I will deliver them and walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. The Lord wants to be your God. He wants you to be his children, his people. And we are by creation, and let us be by redemption. He has claimed us. He said he wanted to dwell in us, but we have to be sinless. We have to be holy. Our body has to be the temple of the living God so he can dwell in us. And that people can see that we have been with the Lord and that his Holy Spirit is upon us. Amen. So I will open the line again for Brother Rick so that he can give us a word of prayer. As this is the second prayer, Sister Powell had already prayed before. So this is our second prayer. Amen. Your line is open, Brother Rick.
Yes, thank you, Sister. I am just getting to a good spot here, to a nice quiet place where we can pray. And let us kneel where we are able to, brothers and sisters, and we'll lift up our thoughts to the Lord. Dear Father, tonight, this beginning of your holy Sabbath, Lord, the day that you have made where we can come together and commune with you, O Lord, and put aside our worldly ambitions, put aside our work and our worries, put aside all things, Lord, to come to you, Lord. O Father, as we kneel here and lift up our thoughts to you, O Lord, may you bring us higher, Lord. We don't often realize how holy, how high you are, O Lord. And Father, it's on these nights where we hear the singing and the praising, Lord, and the testimonies, O Lord, that people have brought, that our brothers and sisters call in and bring, Lord, that we realize how good you really are to us, O Father. We don't deserve it, O Lord. As Daniel prayed, we don't come to you because of our righteousnesses, Lord, but it's because of your great mercy that we come to you. Lord, tonight be merciful to each one of us, O Lord. Father, we're grateful for the health and the strength that you have given us through this past week, O Lord. Father, you have protected my family, Lord, my daughter and children and her husband, Lord, from any harm from the virus, Lord. They have been sick, but they have come through it very well, Lord. And Father, I'm just grateful for that, Lord. And Father, we know there are others who are sick, though, and we just do lift them up to you, O Lord. Father, I think of Brother Bill, who has been sick with the COVID virus in our church, Lord. We just lift him up to you and pray that he would be back with a testimony of how you took care of him shortly, Lord, so that we can praise your name for that, O Lord. And Father, I just want to lift up my brother Kevin. He's a church member of ours, O Lord, and he's got cancer, Lord, lung cancer for the second time, Lord, and he has stopped all of his chemo treatments, Lord, and he is trusting in you that you will do whatever is right for him, O Lord. I just pray that you would take care of him, Lord, and his wife Tammy, Lord. It's a scary thing to be looking at death, O Lord. Father, when we think of you, though, you have promised us life everlasting, the first death has no power over us, Lord. It's a second death that we don't want to experience, O Lord. So, Lord, forgive us our sins. As we kneel here, Lord, we come to you and confess that we are sinners, O Lord. We have not reached a point of sinlessness, O Lord. But, Lord, we are trusting in the blood of Jesus to cover us. Lord, his righteousness to make us perfect, as Sister Carla was talking about, we need to be perfect, Lord. And, Father, the only way we can be perfect is Jesus is living in us and covering us with his robe of righteousness, Lord, living through us. And his righteousness will shine out of us, not ours, because we have none, Lord. So, Father, we are looking for that tonight, that righteousness to cover us, to shine out of us, Lord, to cause us to do right works, O Lord. Father, we just thank you that we have that hope that you have put in us, Lord. And, Father, may we always be ready with an answer to those who come up to us and ask us why we have this hope, O Lord. And, Father, we think of a verse in Matthew that says, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved, O Lord. And, Father, we just need your Holy Spirit to fill us so that we can endure, Lord. We can go through hard times. We can go through whatever life brings along, Lord. And we can do it in your power, and we can do it with a smile and with a song on our in our heart, Lord, because you are with us. And even though we may suffer that first death, Lord, you have promised a life that will never end if we will endure to the end, Lord. So, Father, we're just praying for that strength. Oh, Lord, just want to lift up our brothers and sisters. We heard Brother John, Sister Brenda. Lord, we heard Sister Powell, who sang a beautiful song, Lord. Sister Carla, who was singing earlier, Lord, we just lift her up and her family, Lord. Sister Cottonelli, who sang such a beautiful song, oh, Lord, we just lift her up and her family, Lord. And Sister Tamika, who was always coming on and singing, we just pray for her and her family, oh, Lord. And Father, I just want to lift up Sister Katie, who I heard from this week, and she is doing well, oh, Lord, and just pray for her and her grandbabies, Lord, and her family, Lord. Just please be with them, oh, Lord. Father, Brother Udy, Sister Melissa, out in Arkansas running the Tree of Life, oh, Lord. We just do lift them up to you, oh, Lord, with Brother Mozart, who's there, Brother Bernard, and they have lots of folks helping them out, Lord. We just praise you that you've sent them help, oh, Lord, and just bless each one of them that are lifting you up to those who come in there, oh, Lord. Father, you think of Brother Akeem, who faithfully comes on Sundays and brings us the word, oh, Lord. Just please be with him and his mom and dad, his family, oh, Lord, and his ministry as he is pastoring in Maryland now, oh, Lord. Father, Brother Eli, who's always coming on and praising you, Lord. He's always lifting you up and telling how good you are to him, Lord. Just please be with him and his mom and Brother Johari and all of his friends that he prays for each week, Lord. Each week I hear him pleading that we pray for all of his long list of people, Lord. And we just do lift up Brother Eli and pray that you'd continue to give him strength to witness and to carry on, oh, Father. And, Lord, you know all the prayer requests, Lord. I've heard people mentioning many things, Lord, and, Father, my mind is weak, but you are strong, Lord. You've heard each request, oh, Lord. Please hear and answer those requests, Lord. Give each person the desire of their heart, Lord, that desire that would bring them to your kingdom, oh, Father. Lord, bless us and guide us. Keep us and be with the speaker tonight, oh, Father, whoever that may be. That your spirit would be upon them in a mighty way, Lord, and that we would hear and we would answer the call, O Father. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. We thank you that the line was able to continue tonight, Lord, as there was trouble earlier, oh, Father. Father, you are greater than he that is in this world, oh, Lord, and you have prevailed. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Rick, for that prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. And now I will open the line for Brother Yudi. Happy Sabbath, Brother Yudi. Your line is now open. If you are new,
amen.
Please. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, and happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. It is indeed a privilege to enter into the Sabbath as we have been laboring and toiling all week. a lot of things have transpired. And again, those of you who follow us on Facebook, you can see what the Lord is doing over at the Tree of Life. It is indeed a place where individuals come for help and for healing. Individuals come for spiritual maladies. And let me just tell you that the Tree of Life can actually begin to say now that the Tree of Life has a first fruit already, a baptism that is being set up for this Sabbath. A young lady who is coming off, who is not an Adventist, she is requesting baptism, and we have been studying with her. Also, I have just given some good reports here. Individuals have been coming in by droves. The community knows about this place, and one of the lady that we've been working with, Sister Betsy. Let's begin with the word of prayer. Loving Father, we thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you for Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, which according to John chapter 1, verse 29, taketh away the sins of the world. We thank you that we can approach his throne of grace boldly, so that we may find help in time of need. And Father, if there was ever a time of need, it is now. So Lord, help us. Give us your strength. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to open up in the book of Proverbs, chapter 11. We won't be long. Proverbs, the 11th chapter. In light of the Sabbath, the Bible tells us that the Sabbath is a sign between us and God. That is Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 12 and 20. That we may know that he is the Lord that sanctifies us. And also, the Sabbath is a memorial to his creation. In other words, when we celebrate the Sabbath, we are celebrating God's creation. We are the only denomination that celebrates God's creation every week. The Bible says that he created the world in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it, Genesis 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. And notice what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 30. Proverbs 11, verse 30. And if someone has it, they can read it. Proverbs 11, verse 30.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. And it says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Amen.
Amen. So notice what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 30. The Bible is here outlining that we who are righteous should have what? Fruit. And the Bible says that the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is what? Is wise. He that winneth souls is wise. And so, what we have been endeavoring to do is not just to minister as we used to on the prayer line, but we are now out in the community where we live. And my beloved brothers and sisters, we met with two pastors this week. And I know Sister Paula would love this because we also used to always talk about writing the Sunday churches letters and visiting them and impressing upon them the Sabbath. There's a pastor by the name of Pastor Herschel Walker. He is the pastor of the Baptist Church here in Mountain Home, Arkansas. And through the God's divine providence, one of the RNs who comes to eat at the Tree of Life introduced the pastor to the Tree of Life. And he had been trying to get his health in order, trying to lose weight. He's got a lot of issues with his heart. His wife is bedbound. And, you know, he came in and he said, I need help. And we said, well, what can we do for you? He said, well, I'm Pastor Herschel Walker. He's a very well-known man in this area. And I said, okay. He said, we want to be able to lose weight and we want to cut back on our cholesterol and so on and so forth. So we began to educate the pastor, talking to him. And, of course, we're not beating him over the head with the Sabbath. You understand that soul winning is an art. That's why the Bible says he that winneth soul is what? Is wise. And so that first time we met with him, he ordered a salad for his wife. I gave him a taste of something. He tried the carrot cake, the vegan, plant-based carrot cake. He said, this was the best cake I ever had. He said, I want a whole cake for Christmas. So now, as we are dealing with him, he came back again and again. And then this week he came back. And we had a very beautiful encounter with him. He begins to share with us that his son, now I may not remember, I got to refer back to my notes. But those of you, again, you need to, if we're not following us on Facebook, you need to follow what's going on. He communicated with me, he's from, that his son was the one that was in the movie The Boy Erased. Now, for those of you who has never heard about this movie, The Boy Erased, this movie is about a young man who grew up in the church, and he goes over to college, and he goes over, and he realized that he was gay. And in that movie, The Boy Erased, I never saw it, but this is him describing it. He said that it was a very popular movie, actually. And he said, it's about my son. And he was weeping. He was crying in the store as he was talking to me and Brother Mozart. He was crying. He said, he doesn't talk to me anymore because he think I don't, you know, because I won't accept his lifestyle. And so as he's talking and he's weeping, he says that in the movie, basically, I guess he goes over to either college or he goes over to a church where they're praying for him, you know, doing what the world calls conversion therapy, which, by the way, there's laws in California and other states are trying to pass that law that says if someone is gay and you pray with them, that it can be, you know, it can be a, you can have a fine or some sort of a prison time for that. But anyways, in the movie, the boy goes over to college and then he was raped or abused or something happens to him, which is supposed to be about his life. So he said he's been estranged from his son in a very, very long time. And the son won't even talk to him, but the son still, once in a while, will communicate with the mother. So now put yourself in the shoe of this pastor who's well-known in this community. And now all of a sudden, the media is portraying him to be such a tyrant in this movie, as well as the mom. And the son now becomes estranged from him. This is a real-life story right here in our town in Arkansas. So he comes to the store, and we're talking about his health, and he said, I want to lose weight. I want to cut back on this cholesterol. I said, well, we can help you, Pastor. And then as we're talking, Brother Mozart gives him a hug, and he starts crying. And we find ourselves, he said, pray with me. So we knelt down, and we have the pictures on Facebook. We are praying with the pastor, Sunday church pastor, about his son. And at that time, we did not reveal anything unto him as unto, you know, the truth and things of that sort, because he already knows who we are. He knows we are Seventh-day Adventists. He knows we are closed on the Sabbath. He knows. These people know in the community who we are, but they still come. So now we have developed a relationship with this pastor, and he is coming to the store. And then we met another pastor who has been coming for the past 3 weeks. His name is Pastor Ron, and he is the African-American gentleman in the picture with his wife. And he came to the store 3 weeks ago, and he said, I had a dream, and in the dream, the Lord told me to go to the Tree of Life. Now, if you guys are watching my Facebook page, you will see every day, I don't have the time to post the testimonials of what the Lord is doing with this store. This is not an original store. They come to pray. They come to study the Bible. They come with their burdens. And there we meet with them. When they come in, the customers are leaving, we pray with them. You know, this is not a regular store, okay? So the pastor come in, the other pastor now, another Sunday church pastor, and he says, I had a dream. He said, in the dream, I saw the Lord told me come to the Tree of Life. And then he walks in the store, as you know, we have witnesses. He said, I don't know why I am here, but nevertheless, I am here. Whatever it is that you guys have to tell me, tell me. So I'm looking at this man like, okay, what's going on? Okay? You cannot make this up. And then Caleb comes and walks into the store because he was next door. For those of you who understand the Tree of Life, you know that we have a next door. We conduct education. He comes from next door, and the man stopped in his track, this pastor now. And he looked, surprised look on his face. He said, honey, he was talking to his wife. He said, that is the boy that I saw in my dream. And you know what else he said? He said, but where is the little girl? Where is the little girl? And at that time, guess where Elizabeth was? Elizabeth was not in the store. Elizabeth actually was taking her nap, sleeping. So he had no way of knowing that we had a little girl. So I looked at him. I said, well, we do have a little girl, but she's not here at the moment. She's asleep. She's taking her nap. And later on that day, when Elizabeth came out, he said, that's the little girl I saw. And then he says, there's another one, a smaller one. I said, you mean my little daughter, Abigail? He said, yes. I saw three children. He said, now, I don't know why I'm here, but I'm here. Next thing you know, we're talking about health. We're talking about all of these things. And we are sitting, and he ordered some food. Listen to this. He ordered some food. And he's eating with his wife, and he says, the Lord wants me to build a church. But he said, however, the Lord has shown me. He said, I've been to every religion. I've known every doctrine, and I am 62 years old. At this point in my life, I am ready to know exactly what the Lord wants me to do. I'm no longer playing church. I want to know the Bible and the truth alone. So now he comes, he's looking at us, and, you know, I'm sitting there as he's eating, and we're talking. This man sitting down, he said, you know what, we're talking about something else. We're talking about health. He said, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm not trying to be rude, but tell me about the Sabbath. It's the Sunday pastor. He said, let's cut to the chase. Tell me about the Sabbath. So I said, well, let's go to the Bible. So we're opening up. We're going through all the scriptures in the Bible. He's not refuting anything that we're saying. His whole congregation goes to the church. He said, me and my wife have actually been questioning about the Sabbath. And he said, whatever you guys have told me, it's right here in the Word. He said, I know what I need to do. He said, I'm going to start keeping the Sabbath. And next Sunday, I'm going to begin to preach to the congregation about the Sabbath. So now this man sat in the store with us for 5 hours. I was busy at the time, so every time another customer would come, of course, I had to leave and someone else would stay with him. He sat there for 5 hours. He got a Russian antiviral because at the time he had COVID, and he that's initially another reason why he came. And we made him a Russian antiviral, and instantaneously his symptoms went away, because with the Russian antiviral, we have a new remedy that we have created at the Tree of Life that helps with COVID. And that is we use fresh ginger, not the organic ginger, fresh turmeric, lemon, real lemon juice. We use fresh orange juice that we squeeze ourselves. We mix it with garlic, fresh onions, honey. We juice all of these things. And then pineapple juice. And then now we oregano oil. Oregano oil is an antiviral. And this thing is potent and powerful. I've seen people drink it and just fall back, and it removes all the toxins. So we gave him the Russian antiviral, and then he went home with it that day after we revealed the Sabbath. He gave it to one of his neighbors who was sick, and the neighbor came back the next day and said, whatever Ron, the pastor, brought me here, I was sick with COVID. I was having respiratory issues, and I feel better. I want now, instead of a 4 ounce, I want a 16 ounce of this concoction. So we made it for him. And Pastor Ron came the next day and the next day. And he came, he said, oh, I forgot a piece. He said when he came in, he said, I understand you guys are looking for land and looking for property. And you guys are looking for a tractor. I said, a tractor? I said, who's looking for a tractor? I said, it's not me. He said, no, you guys are looking for a tractor. And he said, I have a tractor. I have no use of it. So at the time, this tractor looks brand new. So I says, well, I said, I don't know if I can afford the tractor. Apparently, he said, no, I'm giving it to you guys. You know, I'm giving you this tractor because you're going to need it for your land. And I said, wow, praise the Lord. You know, he came back and came back and came back again. The other day he came back. And he said, did you know I talked to my congregation about the Sabbath? He said, but I did not just lay it on them. I am easing them in with the Sabbath very slowly. I talked a little bit about it, and next Sunday we're going to talk a little bit more. I said, praise God. I said, you got to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. He's inviting us to his church, inviting us to his home to go and fellowship with him. His name is Pastor Ron and his wife. Please pray for them. And then he comes back this week and he says, well, you know, I watch about Ellen White. I said, what? He said, well, you know, the video that I watch about Ellen White was they were saying that Ellen White was a false prophet. She prophesied Jesus was coming and Jesus did not come. And, you know, I don't know if I want to follow her, Pastor Ron. I said, let me explain to you the situation. I said, Ellen White never prophesied Jesus would come. I said, Ellen White was 18 years old at the time. She was in the Methodist church, and she was a follower of William Miller. I said, this is before the Adventist church came about. I said, the Advent movement is not the Adventist movement. He said, okay, explain it to me. So as I'm explaining, another customer will walk in. So I said, hey, Ron, you don't mind, let's just stop the conversation right now. You guys don't have to go, right? He said, no. I said, well, we will reconvene after this customer leaves, because you got to be careful in soul winning that you don't cause confusion and chaos. So in the meantime, he pulls out his guitar. He's playing hymns in the store. And this other lady who came in now joins him and takes the guitar from him and start playing those songs as well. And after the lady finishes, we're having a good Bible study in the store for like an hour with Brother Ron. And, you know, I explained to him the whole thing. He said, okay, I understand now. I said, there is not a doctrine that you can find in the spirit of prophecy that I cannot prove from you to you right now from the Bible. I said, every doctrine. I said, you just asked me, I will show it to you in the Word of God. So now Pastor Ron is frequenting us very often and coming in and out. Also, another young lady came in by the name of Jessica, who walked in, and Jessica is now having Bible studies with one of the female sisters here in our church, who is dealing with the women, because we need women to deal with women and men to deal with men. And so now Sister Jessica, who we just found out, happens to live right next door to us. So now there is five of our neighbors who are either doing Bible studies with us or coming to the Tree of Life. And now Sister Jessica is going to be fellowshipping with us tomorrow morning, and she is going to be baptized. She has asked us to baptize her, and she does not want to be baptized. She said, I don't want to be, she said, I don't want to. She's really wary of the church right now. And I'm going to tell you something, my friends, my beloved. What we have been doing is really showing the community this love that they're like, are you guys really Adventists? And Brother Ron, the pastor, he said, you know, you guys are different. I said, in what? And how so? He said, well, I've gone to the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and they are holier than thou here. He said, they are holier than thou. They think they know more than you. They're not willing to listen. And this is our issue when we are evangelizing, my friends. One of the biggest things I'm learning is that we have to listen. Even if these doctrines that they are advocating is wrong, listen to what they're saying, because Jesus met them where they at. And with that being said, another sister came to the store, a Jehovah Witness, this week. And she pulled out a lecture and she was lecturing us about Jesus being begotten and saying that Jesus was begotten in the sense that he was not procreated sexually, but he still was God's first creature. So I said, my sister, I listened. All right? I didn't agree with what she was saying. I listened, because you have to show that respect. And after she's done, I said, now, may I share a text with you? She said, yes. I said, let's go to Hebrews 1. I began to read Hebrews 1, where the Bible says, and God who at sundry times, right? Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1 here. The stories are endless. So I said, now I want you to go here with me. Let's go to Hebrews 1. So you believe in the Word of God, don't you? She said, yes, I believe in the Word of God. She said, I've been to Haiti. I've been to all kinds of missionary work. And this woman comes to the Tree of Life to eat our food all the time, a Jehovah Witness. She brings the whole Jehovah Witness church with her to come eat the food. And she says, I don't know. She says, there's something about you guys' food, even though I disagree with your doctrine. She won't pray with us. When we say, let's pray, she said, I can't pray with you. You're not my brothers. I said, well, how are we not your brothers? I said, Acts chapter 17, verse 20, it says that out of one blood, God created all the nations of the world. She says, well, not spiritually. I said, well, everything is spiritual. So she says, no, that's not what I mean. I said, okay, my sister. I said, then in what way are we brothers and sisters? If you want to make it, I said, whatever way you think we are, I'm going to call you sister. Is that all right? She said, yes. Is that all right? So she pulls out this letter, and she's reading about Jesus and how Jesus was God's first creation. And I'm not familiar with the Jehovah Witness doctrine, but, you know, I listened to her, and I listened. And when I went to the book of Hebrews with her, I said, let's go there. When she was done, and I began to read. It says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. I said, my sister, the Bible says Jesus is the brightness of God's glory, and he is the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Verse 4, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be with me to me a son. Verse 6, and again, when he bringeth in the firstborn into the world, he saith, all the angels of God worship him.
So I stopped there. I said, my sister, I said, we have an issue. You're telling me Jesus was created. Here, the Bible is telling me in Hebrews 1, verse 6, that God the Father, Jehovah, I used the word Jehovah because out of respect for her, I said, Jehovah said, let all the angels of God worship Jesus. I said, here's the issue. Because if Jesus is a mini-God and he's not God, then why would God the Father tell the angels to worship him? She said, well, you got a point. I said, I'm not done. I said, because there's a problem here. Because this is blasphemy. Because if, I said, sister, if in the Bible, every time a man would worship another man or attempt to, and that man was of God, had the Spirit of God, that man would say, get up, do not worship me, I'm just a man. Is that correct? She said, yes. I said, how about the angels? I said, was there not a time where angels, people would kneel at angels' feet, they would say, don't worship me? Yes, she said. I said, well, then what's the issue here? Because if Jesus is not God, number one, there is two attributes of God, I said to her. The first one is God has the power to forgive sins. I said, do you believe he has the power to forgive sins? She said, yes. I said, okay. I said, number two, he is also receiving worship, and he also has the power to give life. She said, oh, no, he does not have the power to give. I said, yes, he does. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. She said, okay. I said, but I'm not done yet. Let's continue. I said, verse 8, the Bible says, but unto the Son God saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. So now I said, now you have God, Jehovah, calling Jesus God. She said, oh, you know what happened? The sister told Brother Mozart when I got done, I said, okay, I said, my sister, I said, respectfully, I disagree. Here's the position. She told Brother Mozart, I'm going to have to go home and study this one. So we need to pray for her as well, my sister in the Jehovah Witness Church, from the Jehovah Witness Church. My friends, this is just a few of the testimonies of what just happened this week. Every week, you say, Brother Udi, when you don't hear me on the prayer line, my brothers and sisters, I am ministering to these individuals in person. Keep us in prayer, okay? This week, we went to go look at a place. It is a facility that has I want to believe, about 64 rooms. 64 rooms. Because the sister, Betsy, that we are working with, the sister with lymphedema, we've been going to her house. She's about an hour and a half away. I told her, I said, Sister Betty, we're looking for land. We're looking for a property. I said, even if it's just land right now, we would take it. I said, we don't have credit. We're not looking to go into debt. I said, but right now all we need to do a rent to own somehow, some way for Tree of Life so we can bring people. Right now there are people that we know in this town, out of states who want to come to a facility where they can receive treatment. We have all the remedies in the store. We have the food. We need help with this. My friends, Jesus is about to come. And we do not want him to say that we held back when we could have helped advance this work. All of the ministries that I see right now, these ministries are helping the ministering brethren. They are helping the brethren in the ministry to proceed the work. You know, I am but a man. I am not a perfect man. I'm working towards that. But the Levites, those that were working for God, the Bible said, they had no inheritance. You know what I mean? They didn't have jobs that they were holding. What supported them was the tithe. It was the ministry that supported the work. Right now we have three missionaries under us at the store that we have to give a stipend to. They are not working. They are working. They are volunteering their time. All right? And we have been asking the brethren over at Advent Light Ministry to set up a fund in order to carry on this work. You may think that we are rich because of this store. That is not the case.
All of the funding is going right back in to support the work. We are trying to find a way to obtain a little bit of funds to purchase a place in order for us to carry on a lifestyle center. I have given up my job full time since June. Before I said it, I never did it, but this time is serious. I am not going back to nursing by the grace of God. We are here now full time into this ministry, and we are asking for help for those who are going to help us to carry this work forward. Those who are in New York, those who are in Massachusetts, those who are in Pennsylvania, those who are wherever, who are a base of this ministry, are welcome to come to see what the Lord is doing and to be able to move their families to Arkansas so that we can do this work in person. We need help in every sense of the way. What the Lord is doing here, I cannot explain. You would have to be here to see it. Words cannot encapsulate it. Facebook posts cannot put it together. You would have to be here on a day-to-day basis. There's not a day that go by that we are not busy from opening until close. We are not able to keep up with these things, with the groceries, with all of these things, because of the amount of people that are coming in the store. We need help in every step of the way. The individuals are coming. We have our first baptism that's getting ready to happen. We have Bible studies that are taking place. We have young men that are on drugs. We don't have the help to be able to help them. We want a place to be able to house people who are looking for help, who are looking to change their lives, who are looking to have a deeper experience with the Lord. So when we went to go look at this place this week, my friends, and Sister Betty said to me, the lady that I should tell you with the lymphedema, and I posted the picture about her, she lost half of that water that she was carrying since she's been eating at the Tree of Life. And she told her son about us, who was a drug addict, who's trying to get his life together and now has his own tree-cutting business. And he said, I will do anything for you guys. He said, if you guys ever wanted the trees to be cut, if you need excavators, whatever it is, I will do it for you for free because of what you have been doing to my mom. I appreciate you guys driving an hour and a half away. Her friend from her church drove from another town to come see us, to meet us, to say thank you, because we have been visiting this woman and working with her, doing treatments with her. She's 500 pounds. She's bedbound and she cannot get up. And now she's beginning to lose weight. Let me tell you something, my friends. Every Monday and Thursday or Wednesday, someone comes to the store and take food for Sister Betty to her home. And Sister Betty is on a fixed income. She's not Adventist. She used to be a missionary, but now she's stuck as a result of her lifestyle, her weight gain, her lymphedema, gaining fluid. She's stuck in this chair. And when we went and visited her, that house smelled bad. You could tell this woman was in need of help. Her hygiene was poor because she cannot get up to do anything on her own. Where she's sitting, that's where she goes to the bathroom. And the house was really, really in bad condition. So when we went there, we really need a team to go in and clean this thing up for her. And we began to help her. She said, I want to be able to eat healthy. She said, I've been praying for 5 years for the Lord to connect me with a place like the Tree of Life. And you guys are now here. Help me to lose weight. So I said, we can put you on a plan. That is, we will create 3 meals for you so that when the person picks it up, you have enough for 3 days, and then on Thursday we'll do another 3. She said, fine. She said, there's only one problem. She said, I cannot afford it. I said, I'll tell you what, Sister Betty. I said, we will give you the meals for free, whatever you can give. If it's a quarter, or if it's 50 cents, or if it's nothing, we will take it. We're not a business. We're a ministry, and we're doing this for the Lord. You know something? She said, praise God. This is the woman now who's willing she's sending her son and everything to help us find a place to do this because she cannot believe. And she told her whole church, her pastor, about us, and they came to see who we were, to thank us for the work that the Lord has imbued us to do. And now, Sister Betty, you know, one day she said, you know, she said, I went to her house, and she said she had a blood pressure cuff, two of them, a nice one. She said, you know, Kenna, I don't have money to give, but this is a brand new blood pressure cuff. I want to donate this to the Tree of Life Ministry. I said, are you sure, Sister Betty? She said, yes, this is my gift to you. You've been given us. I want you to take it. I said, we will take it. Thank you so much. My friends, the testimonies are endless. And my mind is failing me to remember on a day-to-day basis of the testimonies that is happening within the Tree of Life. There's a brother named Brother Randall. He used to come there to do DoorDash, to pick up food. And one day he said, I want to try your food. He tried it. Then he opened up, told me I had two. He said, I had two heart attacks. He said, my coronary artery was completely blocked. When I went in, he said, they said that there was a miracle that happened, that the artery, another artery, bypassed the coronary artery in order to feed blood to my heart. Show me a list of pills that he's on. And I did a consultation. I said, Brother Rendo, you can get off this, but we're going to do it safely. I said, you can, because this right here you don't need. This right here you can replace it with this. This you can replace it with that. This herb, that herb. And we helped Brother Rendo. And Brother Rendo's been coming to eat at the Tree of Life. And this man is about 300 pounds. And since he's been coming there for 2 weeks, he said he's already lost 20 pounds. 20 pounds. My friends, God is doing a mighty work. You know, we are waiting for the big organization to finish the work. But Ellen White says that it will not be so. If you're waiting for the conference to finish the work, and this is nothing against the church, it will not happen. And we are told that it is the little ministries, the little man that will be doing it. And I say to people all the time, you know, many people give to ministries like Amazing Facts. They give to ministries like It Is Written. They give to all these other ministries, 3ABN. These ministries who have an overabundance of funding, the little ministries that are doing the work are still struggling. And Ellen White says this was not supposed to be this way. And Ellen White would have examples where she, out of her own pocket, out of her own tithe, would forward the work of the little minister that was not being supported by the conference and by the church. So right now we are, I don't want to use the word tirelessly, but we are in a desperate search for a property and a land, and we are in desperate need of help because of these people that are wanting to come for a week, wanting to come for two. And one of the promises I'm going to make to you, Tree of Life, I made to the Lord in Advent and also to the Advent Light Ministry, whenever we have our camp meeting, we never charge people. Do we? We don't. And the Lord confirmed this to me by another brother, Brother Mozart. Issue with a lot of these Sanitarians is they charging $5,000-$6,000. And I say, Lord, if you give us a sanitarium, we will not charge the people who come in. You know what? We will only operate on a donational basis. You say, well, Brother Udi, this will never work. How is that so? Jesus did not charge to heal. And here's the other part. When this current monetary system fails, how will the meat ministries of the world survive? Because they're based on money. When the Bible says in Genesis chapter 47 that at the end of the famine that took place in the days of Joseph, that the money failed. So when you build a sanitarium based upon money, and so I'm sorry, $5,000 is too much to go to a sanitarium. We, by the grace of God, I will make this pledge, will charge nothing. The food will come from the farm in the back. And even so, we will charge nothing. We believe that those who come will, out of the abundance of the heart, donate. We will operate on a donational basis only, on a donational basis. We are looking for those who are being moved, who's going to say, Lord, I will do it. I've been hearing Brother Udi talk long enough about this. Lord, I will do it. I will be the one to help
forward this gospel work. There are people waiting who are messaging us all the time. They think we have a facility. We don't have a facility. It's a small health food store who are waiting for help. My friends, people are on their deathbed. We went to visit, I don't know if I told you, last Sabbath, we visited with the man who was dying on his deathbed of COVID-19. We went in the ICU. We posted the testimony. We went in the ICU, and it took us 2 hours to pray with him because we were under the impression that they would let us inside of his room, but they would not. So instead, we prayed with the whole hospital floor in the ICU. They kicked us out afterwards. And that man died within a few hours. That man was one who was propagating some false teachings. And the Lord, he was out of the church. He had not been going to church, but he was coming to the Tree of Life. He was an Adventist. And then he got into some doctrines that we shouldn't get into, but he was coming to the Tree of Life. Let me tell you something. The health message will break down every barrier. It will break down prejudices. He said, I love what you guys are doing. I want to get my life together, my diabetes. He said, I had 17 surgeries, and I am done with doctors. And that man died in the ICU of COVID-19 for no reason. And when his wife called, he said, Brother Yudi, please go play with him, my husband. I said, why didn't you tell me, sister, that he was sick? We could have brought over some wormwood. We could have brought over some papaya leaves. We could have brought over some dandelion root. We could have done some water therapy. She said, I know, but Brother Yudi, it happened so fast. That man died in the hospital. But I believe as we knelt down in that hospital floor, prayed with him that night, that his soul salvation will be saved ultimately. Ultimately, his soul salvation will be saved. And that one hurt me so bad. There's another man by the name of Brother Glenn. Elder, 84 years old. We went into his home. He had COVID. We went in there with no mask, and we knelt down and prayed with this man. And we believe that as a result of that, he was ready to go. He died. His son, who is a retired, listen to this. His son is a retired, not a retired, but his son is an orthopedic surgeon right here in Arkansas. And I saw him in New York when I was at the Triangle Church. And I said, aren't you John? He said, yes, it's me. He said, I left the hospital in 2006 as an orthopedic surgeon. He says, I have no work, no job today. I teach the real health message, no drug medications, none of these surgeries. And he said, I've never been happier. He said, I live in a tiny house with my wife. In fact, he's doing a medical missionary training tomorrow, which I will not be able to attend, unfortunately. He said, whenever you want, Brother Yudi, this is a medical doctor, has a degree as an orthopedic surgeon who left the hospital in 2006 to pursue the work of the Lord. He said, whenever you want, I will come to train missionaries. And he came with his wife. He said, I have a donation for the Tree of Life. He donated a 1 gallon Vitamix. I'm telling you, this Vitamix, you can make enough cashew cheese or enough smoothie for about 20 people in this 1 gallon. A heavy-duty motor Vitamix. I've never seen a Vitamix that big in my life. He said, I'm bringing this as a donation for the work that you guys did with my father before he died. Brothers and sisters, what are you doing today to advance the work of the Lord? Testimonials are endless. We have 3 children. Think in mind. I have a 4-year-old, 1.5, and a new baby. We are working tirelessly. We are in need of help. We never have a break. Sister Carla can better explain because she was here. We get calls about people that are sick all night long. On Sabbath, we go visit, 2, 3, 4, 5 people with COVID in our own church. And they're calling us, Brother Yudi, we're sick. And so we got to bring over the medical missionary kit with the wormwood. We got to do treatment with these people. Two of the elders almost died. We went into their homes and did treatments with them, and the Lord raised them back up again. Brothers and sisters, you have to be here to see what the Lord is doing at this little store. I cannot describe it. It is not a business. It is a ministry. We are on a donational basis. We don't get paid. Everything that we make goes right back in at this point.
Okay? So we need to advance the work. We need to advance the work here in Arkansas, and I am pleading for help. I am tired of pleading for help. And my friends, I just place it into the hands of the Lord because he knows. He sees our struggles. Some of you know our struggles. Some of you don't call. Some of you don't pray for us as much as you used to. But the Lord sees our struggle. We are not neglecting. We are busy. We are busy day and night. Even on Sabbath, we are going to do treatments with people. We are leaving a facility ASAP. We need donations. We need help in order to carry this work forward. The Bible says, again, in the book of Proverbs 11, verse 30, that he that winneth souls is wise. And in soul winning, you need funds. You understand? Ellen White tells us that when Christ had the gospel message go in one generation to the via the apostles, that Nicodemus, who was the richest man in that town at the time, Ellen White says that his salary could support the whole Jewish economy for year to year. That's how rich he was. And the Bible says that, as Ellen White says, when he died a poor man because all of his money went towards the proclamation of the gospel. Did you know that Joseph Bates was a captain, one of the pioneers? They did the same. Ellen White, James White, their funding went into the gospel work. Ellen White chose between putting a couch in her home and furnishing the actual printing press. So what are we trying to do? What's the blueprint? The blueprint is, I will bring this message next time. And again, you might say, Brother Udi, it's the Sabbath. No, this is not the, this is not, I am not out of order with the Sabbath. What I'm talking about here is in line with the third angel's message. It is because we have a misunderstanding of what the third angel's message is, that this might seem to be out of place for the Sabbath. No, 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 my friends. The third angel's message is a practical message. And one of the things that I'm learning is that we are too focused on the theory of the third angel's message, meaning we're just talking about it. But what are we doing to proclaim and to hasten, beg your pardon, the second coming of Jesus Christ? Here you are. I'm going to go here. I'm going to explain this to you, and then we're going to close out. The third angel's message. What is the blueprint? We have the blueprint. Advent Light Ministry is not dead. Advent Light Ministry is just transferred over to Tree of Life. It is the same ministry. All right? Listen to this. The third angel's message requires us to finish the work. In Romans chapter 9, verse 28, the Bible says, for he will finish the work and cut it short, goes to downcase, in righteousness. And for a short work he will do upon the earth. How do we finish the work? Write down these notes right now. Pull out a pen and a paper, and I'm going to lay it down for you in a very simple way from the spirit of prophecy on how we finish the work. Here's what we need. And here is the blueprint. Go sit down, please. Here's the blueprint of what we're going to do. And number one, we need to do city mission as well as rural work. All right? You're going to write down. There's two sides on your paper. On one side, you write city mission. On the other side, you write rural work. Rural means country, all right? Caleb, go back and sit down, please. No. City mission and then rural work. Now you're going to need to write six things on each side, okay? You're going to have six things written on the city work and six things written on the rural work, all right? I'm giving you the blueprint of how to do this. This is the help we're going to need. We have a vision. This is not my own vision. This comes from the spirit of prophecy, and I'm going to give you the quotation for this. All right? So on each side, we're going to have six things that's going to help us to finish the work. Okay? And it's going to total to 12 different institutions. Okay? Write
12 institutions. And out of the 12 institutions, we're going to have 6 institutions on one side and 6 other institutions on the other. Now, you can go to any place. There is not one ministry that has all of these things going together. And you can go to Tennessee. There are people who come. In fact, Sister Carla and all of my sisters, I always say, Tennessee is not, you know, not everybody is meant to go to Tennessee. And we will show you that by the work the Lord is doing by his grace here. Because there are people who are coming from Tennessee on Sunday who are driving 3 hours away to come to the Tree of Life. There's a sister that we did a consultation with through a sister by the name of Sister Mabella on Brother Mozart's ministry, which is the upper room. And the sister was diagnosed with cancer. We have been treating her from far over the phone. We did a consultation, told her what to do, what to get. She's off meat. This sister is a Sunday keeper, but she's coming to the knowledge of the truth. And she is so happy with the way that her treatment is turning because she declined to do chemotherapy. That she said, Yudi, I am driving 3.5 hours on Sunday from Tennessee to Arkansas in order to sit down and eat with you guys. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? We have people messaging us from Tennessee saying, you would think Tennessee, being the Mecca of Adventism, they would be doing some of these things. But there's nothing here in Tennessee, is what she says. These are Adventists. They're calling us from Tennessee, asking us to ship them herbs. What's going on? The majority of the people who are leaving these cities to go to Tennessee don't have an understanding of the third angel's message and its practicality. They don't have an understanding of the third angel's message and its practicality. So therefore, they go to the country and they keep it for themselves. They go to the country and they're still buying food at Walmart. We do not have the space to grow food yet, sometimes on these things. The purpose of country living is twofold. Number one, we are told that the country living purpose is to build our characters. Number two, it is to grow our own food because the question of buying and selling is going to be a serious one. So if you are in the country, in the Tennessee, or wherever you are, you're not growing your own food, you're not building your character. And if you're not building your character, you're not going to heaven. If you're not going to heaven, you're going to hell. And if you're going to hell, you definitely will receive the mark of the beast. So, if we go to the country and we're not building upon these institutions that Ellen White, through the spirit of prophecy, is writing that we should do, then what is the purpose of us being in the country in the first place? So, what are we looking for? We need at least 10 to 20 acres. In fact, I am actually putting a restraint upon God when I say that. That's too much. That's too less. We need at least 40 to 100 acres of property. What are we going to do, Brother Yudi? I told you right on one side, rural work, and on the other side, city work. This will be a haven because those ministries are going out. These elders that are heading these ministries are going out. Okay, they are going out. It is this generation that will finish the work. It is not the fourth generation of Adventists. It is not the third. It's going to be the fifth generation, which the Bible, by the way, never mentioned, that's going to finish this work. And, of course, coupled with the older generation, some will be in there, but the Lord will put many to sleep. And we are starting to see that. So what is needed? Here's what is needed. In the rural work, meaning in the country, there are 6 institutions that Ellen White says we should have at Seventh-day Adventists. Here they are. The first one is a health center. All right? A health center is what we call a sanitarium. So in the country here in Arkansas, we need to build a sanitarium. Second, we need a farm, because we're going to find out why the farm is important, because the farm is going to help us to do the city work. So you need a sanitarium, We need a missionary college or just a missionary school. It's not like a big college, okay? Just a place where missionaries can come and be trained on the farm and be trained in the health center to know how to conduct simple remedies, how to deal with people who have COVID-19, how to deal with people who have high blood pressure. Why? Because when the mark of the beast is passed, you either will have to get the mark of the beast in order to buy your medications, or you will know how to treat yourself of these ailments when you are sick with the natural herbs that God has given. Does that make sense so far? Amen. The next thing we need under the rule of work is called a publishing house or a publishing media center. The publishing house is going to be a place where we print books, The Great Controversy, Steps to Christ. These things will be printed in order for us to be able to feed it to the city mission. All right, that's number four. Now, number four, five thing that we need in the country is going to be our health food factories. Okay, Brother Yudi, why? Why do we need health food factories? Can we explain to you why? Because we run the Tree of Life, the Lord is actually giving us so much experience. You know why? Because we have about 30 or 40 vendors that we use. You know what vendors are? These are the folks that we order our rice from. We order our herbs from. So these vendors, what's happening right now under this current president is there is something called a supply chain issue. Right now, it's very hard to get the things that you used to get. And inflation has almost doubled, which causes these things to not only be expensive, but the shipping cost has skyrocketed. So when we order something for $25, let's say we order a 50 pound of rice, the shipping alone is $100-something. Are you listening to me, brother, sister? For this reason, Ellen White, the Lord showed her a long time ago that the Adventist movement, in order to better finish the third angel's work, in order to better conduct the third angel's message, would need to have what's called food factories. This is where food would be produced in mass production. This is where we can learn how to make our own burgers and bag them up. This is where we can learn how to make our own cereals and bag them up. So these things, you're saying, Brother Yudi, this is the far stretch. It is not. Someone will do it to finish the work. So we have a health center. We have a farm. We have a missionary school. We have a publishing and media center. We have a health food factory. And also we have a conference administration offices. This is where all of our offices should be. So these are the six things we need in the rural community, in the land that we need that's going to be 40 to 100 acres to have all of these things in. Now you're going to understand why all of these things will be important in order for us to now give the message to the city. Because, again, we are told that we are to live in the country while working the city. Live in the country while working in the city. So I've given you six things. Now let's look at on the city mission. Now this is where we live in Mountain Home. This is what we are endeavoring to do. Here are the six things, according again to the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy, that we need in order to finish the work, the third angel's message. Number one, we need a hygienic restaurant. A hygienic restaurant, okay? That's in the city, not the country. There are people who make mistakes, open up restaurants in the country, and then they're like, why does that work? Because the Lord never told us to open restaurants in the country. He told us to put the restaurants in the city because the restaurants and the things that we're going to talk about that's going to be in the city are what we call centers of influences. In other words, this is a place where people come and they can get influence. So basically what I've been explaining to you about the pastor, Pastor Ron, Sunday pastor who came, Pastor Herschel who came, that young lady who came, you know why she came? Because we had a center of influence in the city, a place where they can eat and a place where they can come and do things for their health. But here's the problem. The health food store that we have right now is too small. It is not big enough for what is about to happen in this country and what is about to happen to Adventism in just a short time. It is not big enough. We need to enlarge. We don't even have a kitchen. I've explained this to you guys. Sister Carla has seen it in person. We are operating with just an air fryer. We don't have the money to have a kitchen. We need to expand to a full kitchen and a restaurant where people can actually sit down and have a decent meal. We only have a few tables right now. And we did that because, you know, the way we were able to do that was by removing our vitamins from the room, the vitamin room, in order to put tables to people to eat. And we only have three tables. Two of them sits four, and then the other one sits two. Sometimes people come in, they have to wait and stand in order to get a table to sit down. The hygienic restaurant that you see, which we call the health food hygienic, I say hygienic restaurant because we're not fully a restaurant. We don't even have what's called, if you understand codes, restaurants need to have a ventilation system. We don't have any of that. We need help to do these things. These things are expensive. We need help. We need to find a new place. People are coming to us and say, there's a place available, but we just keep our mouth closed because we know we don't have it. We need to expand the work, my friends. Also, in the city part, remember we did six on the country, six in the city, you need a health food store. Now, what we are doing, Tree of Life, is trying to combine the health food store with the hygienic restaurant, okay? So we're combining the two of them. So in our health food store, you can get vitamins, you can get herbs, you can get good food at the same time. So we want to combine the two. You can get smoothies, you can get juices. We try to treat people there. I'm taking blood pressures there on the same tables that they're eating. This should not be so, my brother. Sometimes we're doing blood sugars. We need help. We need help. In order to broaden this work, this vision that I'm giving you from the Spirit of Prophecy on how to finish the third angel's message. And you're going to see why, what this has to do with the third angel's message. Also, in the city, we need churches that's going to preach the third angel's message. So we need to set up a small chapel where we can teach and preach the real message of the Adventist Church. We also need missionaries that can conduct house-to-house work in the city. And we need other missionaries that can do personal labor one-on-one with individuals. So right now, I've got people on our list who want visits that I cannot make because we're too busy. We also need city mission public evangelism to be conducted. So now, you say, what does the rural have to do? Let's think about this. Right now, when I need honey, I have to pay this man $45 for 12 pints of honey. Think about this, $45. And this, again, this is all the three angels message thing we're speaking. $45, because Christ talks about money in the Bible when he's telling parables, does he not? And even on Sabbath, we talk about these things. We're not talking about business here. We're talking about the Lord's work. So I'm paying this man $45 for a case of honey. We had a place in the country where we can actually raise our own bee farm. That bee farm would be able to sustain the city mission work or the hygienic restaurant without having to pay for that. Okay? Also, we are buying vegetables and fruits from other people. If we have a farm, we could raise our own vegetables. We could raise our own cucumbers. We could raise our own onions. We can plant our own garlics, and we can have these things to feed the restaurant and the health food store. All right? Also, let's look at it this way. Mass amount of oat burgers at this factory and feed it to the city work. And then that way, you know, we would not have to go hungry when this issue of the Sunday law is passed. And at this particular place, 40 acres to 100 acres that we need, everybody would be welcome there. As long as you are conducting the message and the work, it would be a place where we can build cabins, where people can stay, and we could be as a community. This is what the world is doing right now. There's a gentleman with the 1,100 acres who offered us 360 of it for a price. But the only reason why we don't want to take it is because he wants us to worship according to his dictates. He's a Roman Catholic. And at 3 o'clock, they worship towards the sun. And he says, if we live on the property, we have to follow his worship. And I said, no, we're not doing that. Therefore, God has a better plan for us, even though we cannot see it now. So we opt out. The man is saying, bow down and worship. I'll give you everything you want. The children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of the light. This man has tractors on that property. He has everything, solar system on his property. He said, I know something is getting ready to happen. I don't know what it is. But the Lord told me to come here and build this. He said he's welcoming about 100 people who are like-minded as him, who knows the government is going to do something, and they can come on his property, 1,100 acres. Now, I said to this man, I give him a great controversy. I said, brother, all I can do is give you this book. Please read it. Please read it. We worship with him. I open up the Sabbath one day with him, and he's a starch. He is a Roman Catholic to the core. You ever meet a good, serious Roman Catholic? That's who he is. This man is a Catholic. And he loves his religion. And he's building a place similar to what we're doing, but he doesn't understand what he's doing because his greenhouse is not operable. I said, brother, I said, you know, the first thing you need to do is set up the greenhouse. That's the most important thing. He said, yeah, I know, but they're milking cows and all these other things. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, this is the Advent method. This is the Advent movement. And this is the work that we are conducting. This is the work that we need to do. This is the work that the Lord has called us to do at this time. And, you know, we will not be discouraged because God is in control. Because he is the one who's going to take the reign in his own hands. And I will close with my favorite scripture in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 5. And then notice what the Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 5. Oh, Father, have mercy upon us. Behold, ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it be told you. God says he's going to do a work that you will not believe, even though it be told you. Have mercy. Do we want to be a part of this work? Do we want to propel forward this work? Do we believe in selling all that we have in order to move forward the agenda of God and the heavenly angels? Do we believe that this third angel's message is this message for this time? It is not a message preached. It is one that is lived. It is one that is practical in every particular. So we invite you to join with prayer and to join in this work. Father in heaven, we thank you, though we have spoken much. Yet we pray that you would sum up these messages in that great summary, which is, be ye therefore holy, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is holy. Be ye therefore perfect, even as God, which is in heaven, is perfect. Perfect our characters. Give us your righteousness. Have mercy upon us. And grant us peace, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Yudi. And thank you, brothers and sisters. You have heard the testimonies, the blueprints, and now God want us to help. God want us to pray. God want us to do the work that he have called us to do right there in Arkansas with Tree of Life, which is, you know, a part of, which is Advent Light, which is moving into a bigger sphere and doing the actual work that God has called us to do. So we have no excuse now. Let us pray. Let us ask God how we can help. What can we do? And also, you know, encourage others that they may be able to help too. There's many that, you know, want to donate to a place, and we can direct them to a place that is actually working and doing the work that they can donate their funds to. So let us continue to pray. Let us continue to fast and ask God for wisdom and direction. And I pray that you all will have a blessed night, and let us continue to lift up Tree of Life, Brother Yudi, Brother Mozart, and each and every one of our families, so that we can finish the work, so that we can say, Father, I have done what you have called me to do, and we will hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Have a good night, brothers and sisters. Jesus love you. Thank you.